Hey, and welcome to Unlock to Unleash, Season 3, and this is Episode 3 of the Unlock to Unleash EP. And of course, Unlock to Unleash means unlock your hidden fear to unleash your extraordinary potential. Because for me, I believe that everyone is struggling with some sort of fear. And the actual whole concept of fear, to me, is based around a word that I use, which is called FOSSE. I believe that everyone's struggling with some sort of fear. That's for the F, and the A is for anxiety, some sort of anxiety, okay? The S, which is shame, and then the I, which is insecurity. So I believe that everyone around the world is struggling with either one, two, three, or all four of those, all right? And this is why I do the Unlock to Unleash podcast, because I think it's very important for us to be able to unlock these things in order to find out exactly what it is we want to do, whether it be goals, targets, dreams, purpose, mission, all these words I use and that you may hear often. But really, I don't think we can get to any of that unless we unlock that fear, that whole FOSSE process, fear, anxiety, shame, and insecurity that's holding us back. And so often we want to believe that, yes, we're content with what we have, but we're not designed that way as human beings. We're designed as striving human beings. We're designed as reaching for the next thing, the next goal, the next process, more so down the road of actual leadership and service, not so much around the things. Things are nice, okay? That's all. I just want to get that off the table real quick. We all like our things, okay? Cars, houses, food, you know. Even sometimes we get crazy enough to think that we own people, you know. But really, we don't own anything, because long after we're gone, those things will still be here. Other people will still be here. So I feel that we are constantly striving to make connections. I think that's the main thing, connections with people, to be understood, to understand people, to be accepted and to accept people, to give service to people and to have people give service to us. That sort of thing is what I believe they're really truly here for. And we can't really get to that unless we unlock that fear, that FOSSE that sits in each and every one of us. All right. So today, because every Monday, I've been entitling Monday as Men's Mental Wealth Day. And Wednesday is Wellness Wednesday for Women. All right. But it's Monday. So I wanted to do this podcast specifically looking at our kings, our men, our gentlemen, you know, our gentlemen folk, if you will. So I believe that many men, and I put up a post on my Facebook. You can go and look that up. It's Sanford McMurray, Sanford McMurray on Facebook. And the quote that I put up today is, I put up different quotes, some by other people, but some by me. Today it was by me, and I talked about how I was tired of asking men what they wanted and you know, what was going on for them. So I asked, but most of them never replied. You know, one or two replied. I tried to hold a men's event, invited 25 men. I got 3 responses. 1, I'm out of town. 2, with the family. And 3, I'll be there. But even that third one didn't show up, because I was going to do an online process with him instead of live. I was going to do it online with him. But he didn't respond when I asked him if he wanted to do it online. Okay, this is how I know that we as men are struggling so much. We won't even step up to the plate to face other men to say, look, this is what's going on for me, or how can we unite? How can we come together? You know, we're so busy taking care of our jobs, working for someone else, so we can retire after working for someone else and just sit back and chill, all right? We're taking care of our families, which is not a bad or a good thing. It's just something that's innate in us. We feel we've had the kids, so we should take care of them. Understanding that we look at it more as a duty and less as a fantastic experience that we get to share with our kids. We get to share it with our partner. We get to share with our wider family. We get to share with our friends. But most of us, we isolate ourselves within our families. We don't even invite our friends into that circle. We don't invite some of the people that we're networking into that circle, all right? Because we need our kids to actually get a nice exposure to a nice variety of people. The good, the bad, the ugly, all right? We need them all, okay? And this is very, very important. But we forget that sometimes. We forget that, all right? I think it's mostly due to, let's just say it, fear, okay? And that fear of change, that fear that somebody may do something to our kids, that fear that they may introduce something to our kids that's different than we want to educate them by, that fear that we may learn something from the people that are coming in contact with us. So I feel that it's all around fear, but you know, I'd love to hear you guys' input around that. So make sure that you hit me up, share this podcast with people, let them know this podcast is going on. And by the way, we have a brand new picture on the front of it. Okay, so you know, it says fear kills dreams. Okay, and I'm a true believer of that. Again, we do that fake sort of contentment thing, which I'm going to talk briefly about today. But this is aimed at men primarily. But you know, you can share it with your little sons. You can share it with your father. You can share it with your women folk. You know, it's all for one and one for all, Three Musketeers style. Okay, so let me just get into it here. So the quote that I want to start off with, it says, most men lead lives of quiet desperation. Okay, it's by Henry David Thoreau. And even though I don't think that's the original, I think actually the original quote is, most masses lead lives of quiet desperation. So that's a mass of people, it's anybody. All right, men, women, children, whatever, okay? But like today, like I said, specifically I'm talking about men. So most people hear that most men lead quiet lives, lives with quiet desperation. So that's what I'm gonna start with. This quote stands even more, I think, true today in our history, all right? We've had so many different disasters, you know, here in Australia, the bushfires, you know, killing lots of animals, destroying land. In America, Black Lives Matter, which is really just another form of civil rights, or Jim Crow, or any of those things that have happened through the history. We just won't face that. Of course, the gay rights and the LGBT community. And then, of course, we got the different riots happening over there. We just had the raid on the riots on Washington. As Trump was leaving office, he engaged in his peoples to say, hey, come on and start a riot. Let's raise a riot here in Washington. And then, of course, he left and let Biden come into office. Well, didn't let. He was elected into office. But he said he's going to come back some way, somehow. So I don't know what that means. And we just seem to be all right with that. We seem to think that because he has money, or anyone that has money, or someone that's controlling the company or the corporation or the bank, we just kind of let that go. We say, as long as they're not messing with us directly, that's cool. But we don't understand. What we don't understand is that every action has an opposite reaction. Okay? If you send out some energy, it's going to come full circle. It's going to come back around. So we are so divided in this time that we're in. We're so sitting in fear. We're so, I got to get mine and you just get yours, or, you know, don't mess with me and I won't mess with you. We don't understand these big corporations are constantly buying for our attention, for our dollar, for constant showing up for them. Yet for us as a society, we don't show up for each other. We don't show up for each other. And that's exactly what the big corporations, institutions are hoping for. That we are willing to stab each other in the back to get what they got to sell. Because believe you me, that's what they're doing. They're selling. Okay? So when I speak to men about dreams, they turn around and speak to me about their jobs. Okay? That's just, studies have shown that 80% of people don't even like their jobs. That is huge. All right? So for most people, it's not even their dream job. They don't even love their job. Most of them actually want to quit. Okay. When I speak to men about coming together to strengthen each other, they speak to me about their side hustle, or what they could do, or what they want to do maybe someday. When I speak to men about shame or cowardice that they carry in their DNA, they quickly jump to being offended or making excuses instead of asking the question to themselves, am I carrying shame? Am I constantly committing acts of cowardice? is like a swear word. If we make the swear word mean something, it's gonna mean exactly that. But if we don't give it gravity, a strong intention, it can't possibly. And I'm not saying words aren't powerful, because they are, but we make them powerful. Okay, this is what we need to understand. In my life, you know, as a coach, as a life coach, and in my business, Intrepid, I coach clients through a series of physical and mental modalities or drills. Okay, the modalities and drills are just like a sports coach that shows its people, and you know, shows the clients, shows the athletes, shows the performers, shows the people that they're serving. You know, these drills or these modalities. And then they start to uncover their weaknesses. Once they start to uncover the weaknesses, then they can start working on their physical and mental game. Once they have recognized, again, those weaknesses or those areas where they're struggling, you know, because most of the time we try to hide our weaknesses. We try to not show them because we're ashamed of them. But once that's starting to be uncovered, then we can really get to work. So I want to share with you today 5 insights so you can start to see. Okay, and you can understand that perhaps a program that I offer here at Intrepid could help you, because we are certainly hiding, we are certainly in fear, we're certainly in FASI, fear, anxiety, shame, and insecurities, and we're afraid to improve, because to improve, guess what? You got to change. Doesn't mean changing who the core of you are, because we all have core values. You know, the values could be, you know, integrity. You know, your values could be, you know, showing up on time. You always want to show up before. Your value could be saying something and meaning it and making sure you follow through with that. Your value could be making sure you have every Sunday sit down with your family for dinner. Whatever your core values are, that's not what I'm saying. But there's something that's stopping you from reaching your extraordinary potential. Something that's in the soul of who you are that you're not doing because of that fear, because of that shame, because of that insecurity, because of that anxiety. Okay? And this, the practice that I use is about the biggest game that we play in life, which is the game of life. So, 5 ways to see if you are perhaps living a quiet life of desperation. Okay? So, 1, you have been disconnected between what you desire and what you have. So you pretend that you're content. The danger, of course, is you believe your environment drains you of your life, of your joy, and of your freedom. Is that you? 2, you think it's more realistic to escape for a while through your unhealthy habits like drinking, always wanting to avoid deeper conversation, isolating yourself often, having secret relationships, etc. Anything that numbs and provides escapism for you. Okay? So think about that. Is that something that you're doing? I'll raise my hand. I was involved in secret relationships. I can tell you where that ended me and where that hurt a lot of people. You know, at the time I was just numbing myself. I was just in escape mode, but I hurt a lot of people. I destroyed a lot of my life as well. So I'm just here to tell you, it won't work out. If that's you, it won't work out. All right? So you've got to dig into that courage, because that's what it takes. It takes courage to really step up and say, look, this is not working. And you have to admit it to yourself first. Okay? 3. This is 3, to find out if you are living a life of quiet desperation. Okay? You focus on blaming or complaining about what other people are doing to you. While it may be true, okay, but in your mind you fixate on it. You know, fixing them, you wanting to fix them, or you only want to look at what's wrong. Your fear is taking control of everything you do and everything you say. And ironically, it's the fear that's keeping you from getting control of your life. Okay? Is that you? Think about it now. All right? I want you to feel it down in your soul. Feel it rumbling. Okay? These things are really hitting you like lightning or like a boulder, you know? Or like someone hitting you upside the head with a bat. It's no time to be offended. It's no time to sit in the fear. It's no time to sit in that fussy. It's time now to become aware, to use that consciousness. Okay? Number four is if you are living a life of quiet desperation, okay, you are afraid to set desires, goals, and dreams into a plan and then go for it. You go from knowing what you are afraid of or knowing what you want to do, but you never get started because you may or may not win. It may or may not work out. You're afraid to let go of old ways of being, yet this fear is what's pulling you away from putting in your best effort into something, into completing something new, or into finishing something that you've already gotten started. And number five, the fifth way is if you are living a life of quiet desperation, you are capable of being grateful, yet you let go of your true desires. You let them fall by the wayside, acting like you are content in the status quo. Again, let me say that. You act like you're content in the status quo. You often look back at the dropped ball or the mistake you made or how someone did something wrong to you as a way of believing the lie that tells you that you don't deserve the best. You don't deserve good things. You don't deserve better. You are afraid to face the truth and address the source of this discontentment. This must be the first step to courage. Actually, courage must be the first step. Okay? Courage must be the first step to conquering your fears, conquering that fussy that lives inside of us. Because it's not going to go anywhere if we don't face it. And, you know, in this wonderful little society of ours of, what do they call it, cancel culture, and people are having debates over this, we know exactly what it means. It means we're getting rid of people in our life that confront us. We're getting rid of the people in our lives that call us on our BS. We're getting rid of people that we feel are toxic or narcissist, when perhaps these people are just the perfect people to wake us up. To wake us up to our narcissism, to wake us up to our fears, to wake us up to our toxicity, to wake us up to the fact that we are sitting in that status quo, thinking that it's not me, it's them. Thinking, no, I'm content. And our kids are watching us tell ourselves this lie. So for you men, because again, this is Mental Wealth Monday for men, okay? So this is what this podcast is all about today. I just want you to keep in mind that Wednesdays is women's wellness, all right? So we'll talk about the women on the Wednesday. And this is more than just me speaking just from, you know, wishful thinking, all right? I'm sharing with you my experience. I'm not going to say or speak anything that I haven't had experience in, okay? I have either gone through it, going through it, or someone I know is going through it, and we've discussed it, all right? And then, of course, yes, I always do my research as well, all right? So, putting the two together is very important, but the main thing here that I want to get across to us is that in our society today, we are doing an awful lot of Googling, Wikipedia, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We're getting all this stimulation, this information, but we're not doing anything with it. But I can tell you what's happening. We're watching other people on these devices. These people are following their desire. They're following their dreams. They're listening to their goals. And we can spend 2, 3, 4 hours just watching them achieve their goal while we sit in this status quo, in this fear stage, in this fussy, complaining, whining, and not confronting our own fears, or not inviting people that actually confront us, that make us go, that hit me hard. Oh, that makes me uncomfortable. Oh, I don't like that. Those are exactly the people you need in your life. Because you can have yes people all day long, but they're just saying yes because they don't want to step into their goals. They don't step into their dreams. They'll yes you to death. They'll yes you out of everything that you ever desire, everything that you ever said you want to do. You don't want to do that? Oh, yeah, just stop. Oh yeah, it's too hard. Well, yeah, just stop. Oh, you fell down, you hurt yourself, you injured yourself last year. Yeah, just quit. Oh, you know, someone said something bad to you at work. Oh, you know, just get out of that job, you know. Just disconnect with them, you know. What's that word again? Cancel them. Just cancel them. Too easy. Easy makes us lazy. Comfort makes us lazy. Okay, we're better than this. We're better than this. So to all my men out there, step into your courage. It's inside of you already. It's not like it's some mystical thing, all right? We have been cowards long enough, all right? And I don't say that out of hate, out of to destroy you or to make you feel bad. If you make it feel bad and makes you want to create action, then yeah. I say it because I've been there. I say it because I still drop those little cowardice moves every now and then. I have to catch myself, you know? Or I have to, one of my friends have to catch me and pull me up, which I'm so grateful for. It may be painful when they say it. I may not like it, but that helps me move forward. It helps me to look and reflect on myself, conscious thinking, constant conscious feeling, okay, not just numbing myself. So to all of you young men, older men, I just wanted to drop this to you on Men's Mental Wealth Monday. Thank you guys very, very much for listening, as always. Share this podcast, like, drop a comment, let people know what I'm doing here, and also look for that new picture. The new picture says, "Fear kills dreams." That's a new picture. It was a picture of me in a gray shirt. Now it's a new picture on the front. So please drop a comment, like, share the podcast, hit me up and let me know what you guys like, what topics you want to talk about. You know, this is all about us moving forward, getting out of that fake contentment, getting out of that fake world. We all have dreams. We all have desires. And of course, my business, of course, is Intrepid 21st Century Gym. I'm all about helping you to discover that courage, helping you get clarity, set a plan, and then work that plan in your life. We all need that, okay? We all need that, and we don't have enough of that, all right? So thank you guys very much for listening, and to remember this, always, always love your mission. Peace. Bye now.